101, Los Angeles.
Heidi and Frank Show. You can always follow us on Twitter at Heidi and Frank, or go to HeidiandFrank.com if you want to watch the program. Become a premium member because we do video of this show every single day. And we're also on television tonight on Dish Nation on Fox 11 every single weeknight at 6:30 Entertainment News. And speaking of entertainment news, there's nothing more entertaining than someone with a guitar sitting down. Mm. And last time Kenny Wayne Shepherd was here, he played us a song live in studio. Now he's bringing us a song that has never been heard before. And he's going to debut it right here on the Heidi and Frank Show. Where is he? Is Kenny Wayne Shepherd here? Get him in here. Friend of the show.
Yes.
Kenny Wayne Shepherd.
There he is.
Good to see you, man.
Hi. Good to see you again.
You're looking good. You're looking healthy or something. What's going on?
Because I got a haircut yesterday.
Oh, is it a haircut?
Yeah. See, guys have it so easy. They could go get a haircut. Almost. You've been working out. What's happening, man? You look great.
It's amazing what a haircut will do for me. Every time I get my hair cut in a different style, most of my fans don't know who I am anymore.
That's right.
Really.
You used to have the really long hair.
That's right. And it was amazing. And, you know, I go out and do these tours. Like, we do this tour called the Experience Hendrix Tour, where it's all these great guitar players doing Hendrix's music put on by his estate. And I'll be on stage, and I'll do my show. And then literally all I have to do is put on a hat or like a hoodie or something. I can walk right out into the audience and nobody... It's like all they see is my hair.
I wonder...
Yeah, I guess without the guitar, you do have one of those blending faces. You could be either...
Boy
thanks,
next door.
I appreciate
no,
it.
No, you could be Kenny Wayne Shepherd. You could be Kenny Wayne Shepherd like serial killer. You already have the three names. Because you could escape into the crowd and be found.
That's how Frank is, too. It's really weird. Like, he can look 12 years old. Mm. He can look like he looks now, which is, whatever. But you can shave... If he shaves his face, a completely different human being. It's crazy.
Have you ever tried to have a caricature artist draw a picture of you?
No, but we've had people send stuff in, you know.
Does it ever really look like you? You're like, no one can really nail me down as far as caricature art goes.
No, I don't think so. I mean, haven't had anybody do it yet.
Every time it's like, okay, I'll sit down in the chair and it looks nothing
but
like
for
me.
Some reason they like radio personalities. I feel like people do caricatures of radio mm-hmm. personalities a lot, probably more so than musicians.
But I think here's where you can draw a good caricature of somebody if they have a prominent feature. Like mm-hmm. I've got like big giant eyes that go in a couple different directions, so it's easy to draw. You have nothing that's like that. He's got kind of a weird nose that people could, and you don't have that either. You're just
lost in the crowd.
Just an everyman. Just an every.
Speaking of being on tour, we were just talking about worst hotel room stories. Because
I thought of several.
I bet.
Yeah,
yeah, as many hotels as I stay in. But the first one that came to my mind was, I'm a big car guy. I'm a hot rod, muscle car guy. And we do this trip every year with me and my friends, and there's a magazine that puts on this thing called the Power Tour. And it's like 3,000 guys in their cars caravanning across the country, And so we go and do this, and obviously we stay at hotel rooms along the way. And this particular year, we were staying, one of the stops was in Memphis. And I want to say it was are we not supposed to say the name of the hotel?
I don't care.
I think it was a Marriott, but since I'm not sure, I guess it really doesn't matter. But anyways.
Just say it rhymes with Marriott.
Yeah.
That's fine.
So we, downtown Memphis, we spent the night. Next morning, we're coming down to start driving the next leg of the trip. And I see this girl, Marcy, who's with our group, because I'm traveling with my friend's company. And she's like the tour manager for our group. And she's down there. She is yelling and pounding her fist on the front desk. And I've never seen this woman so angry. And we just stood back and watched. And then finally, when it was all said and done, she came out there. And we're like, what is the big deal? And she said that when she woke up that morning, her and her husband were doing the sweep of the room, where you go and make sure that you didn't leave anything behind before you leave. And they look everywhere. And they looked under the bed even to see if they had dropped something on the floor. And literally, there was a used blow-up doll still inflated. This is not – I mean, it sounds like one of those stories like, yeah, right. But actually – honest to God, this really happened to this woman. And she was
infuriated.
And she
could tell it was used.
So they slept all night. Well, because it was still inflated and everything. Somebody just tossed it under
the bed.
Well,
maybe it wasn't used. Maybe it was just blown up.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, who's bringing it blow up?
But to be that angry, she looked and it was used.
She could tell. she's like, oh.
Yeah, so on the next trip, the next year, a bunch of the guys went and bought one and stuck it in her hotel room.
Before she
got
there.
Now it's tradition. Yeah. He'd do it in every hotel room.
It's in her car. It's everywhere you go.
Oh, whoa.
I mean, that's pretty hardcore. I mean, first of all, they didn't obviously clean the room that thoroughly for that thing to still be
under. And think of how sad that guy is. Like, he had to take a blow-up doll to a hotel room.
That's where you take a blow-up doll. You don't do that at home.
Yeah.
You got to make it exciting for yourself.
Have some self-respect.
It's like, hey, you got to play it out.
Want a night out. Order room service.
Have you ever... With a blow up doll or
no,
never
on,
happened.
No.
Can't even look at him.
And not even as like a gag gift. Good like somebody Lord. Gave me a gag gift. Somebody gave me a blow up sheep once called a Love You.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And I blew it up. Yeah, and I did it.
Really?
Just because I was like, I wonder what this. What is there any hype behind this at all? And it wasn't good, but I did it.
No, we. Of course, I look. I'm married. I have four kids. So
yeah.
I'm not lacking.
It was morbid curiosity. It's well, like, yeah. I wonder if this is any good or not.
But back in the day, when in my wilder days, we bought one of those and we blew it up and we set it in the front seat of the bus when the bus was parked, where the bus driver normally sits. And so we'd stick it up there for him when he would come back to work.
Yeah, well, somebody did something with it. Yeah. You may not have,
no,
but
not
somebody
me,
probably
no.
did.
Somebody did.
Mm-hmm.
Are you touring right now?
Yeah, I'm doing a couple shows nearby. We're playing at the Canyon Club.
Oh, really?
Ooh, I love
that's
the
my
Canyon
neighborhood.
Club.
Yeah.
That's a good venue.
And then we're playing in Ramona, California on Friday night. But, yeah, you know, I just got back. We did the legendary Rhythm and Blues Cruise in the Caribbean, which was fun because everybody in the country was getting pounded with snow.
Oh, yeah.
And stuff
right.
like
the
that.
Vortex.
And we were, you know, laying in the
in
sun.
Paradise.
Yeah, and then so we're just finishing up a new record that's going to come out in April, May, somewhere around there. And so, yeah, the tour is going to be pretty full on for the, you know, I start basically hitting it pretty hard in March and probably for the rest of the year and into next year.
And the Canyon Club shows when again?
Saturday night.
This Saturday night.
Yeah.
All right, so you can call Canyon Club and get tickets.
Or Ticketmaster.com.
Mm-hmm. There we go.
Yeah, that is in your neck of the woods.
Yeah, Kenny Wayne Shepherd.
Swing by.
No, you said you just got done with an album. Is this what I have a couple songs here?
Yeah.
Is this are these two songs on that album?
Yes, they will be.
Never before heard, eh?
Not by anybody.
Look
other
at
than
you.
Look
at that.
So
that
he
we
said
are
it
honored.
By himself. So Frank, your theory is wrong. He has heard.
Oh,
his own
you
song.
Have heard.
Yes,
but you said your label hasn't.
No, that we haven't even turned it into the record companies yet. So.
Oh, wow. This is huge.
Yeah, this is like.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we're breaking stuff here. Look at that.
Crazy. Thanks,
Kenny Wayne.
The
Heidi and Frank show.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, let's take a break, come back, and we're going to play Kenny Wayne Shepherd, a song. We have Breaking Up Somebody's Home and Looking Back. Is there a particular one you want to play first?
Well, it's up to you guys. I mean,
I haven't heard.
Breaking Up Somebody's Home has Warren Haynes singing and playing guitar as a guest artist, and he's with the Government Mule and the Allman Brothers, so he's a pretty amazing guy. The other one is just me and my band, but it's more up-tempo, but they're both really great songs. So.
All right, we'll be right back. More with Kenny Wayne Shepherd. Come back to 95.5 KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.